Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 7 Staff Podcast. It's been another busy week. Monday night was an amazing success for our Year 12s and the award ceremonies. There were lots of happy faces, and it was a really great feel for the night. I really appreciate all of the staff involved in making the event happen in the preparation phase through to running of the event and the pack-up. Speaking with families after the ceremony, there were lots of smiles and some very happy Year 12 students. I hope that they have a rest after completing their studies, and perhaps some of them have gone away for schoolies as well. I hope they are all safe and have a good time, and that they look forward for their results coming later in December. Tuesday morning was the STEM opening. Again, another real success. The planning and preparation that went into that event occurred upwards of 2 months before Tuesday morning. I appreciate everyone that was involved. The fly-in dignitaries were really happy with what they saw. The product itself really shone out, and Peter Treloar himself opening the centre on behalf of the minister. It was, again, a really great feel, and it's great to have a facility like this in the school. Comments made by a range of staff were really positive, I think, in the media releases, on the news and in the paper. And I, again, appreciate everyone's involvement in making sure that that was a positive experience. Wednesday, I had a really important meeting with the juvenile justice team. Liz Brown came over, who has been coordinating some work. It was great to put on the table some of our fears and frustrations around working with these students who are moving in and out of the juvenile justice system. It was fantastic to talk about some medium to long-term plans as far around the One Child, One Plan concept, and looking into the future, how we're going to better support these students with their literacy and numeracy and come out with a common curriculum for those students who are moving backwards and forwards. One of the really important things that we worked on was a transition plan, particularly when students are released from detention, and making sure that they're integrated back into Port Lincoln High School as best as possible to hopefully break the cycle of crime that unfortunately a number of them are involved in. There was certainly going to be some more work to be done by the end of this year and certainly into the beginning of next year, and I look forward to seeing what that looks like as time goes on. Friday morning, it was great to spend some time with the wellbeing team as they updated the anti-bullying policy. It's something that has been needed to be done at an admin level for some years now, to be able to go through the framework again and construct something that is user-friendly and specific for Port Lincoln High School is great. It'll be fantastic to see the draft and policy go out to consultation for staff, and we'll make sure that that happens before the end of the year and that we crystallise what that looks like in the new year. The online portal, while I wasn't able to actually see that face-to-face on Friday, I'm sure that the leadership team will have a look at that and certainly make it available to all staff in time. Moving on to the new week, Friday the 30th of November, we have our Year 8 to 11 award ceremony or end-of-year assembly that will be happening from 9 until 10:30. A number of invited guests annually come to that event, and that has been organised. Individual student award winners, families have also in the process of being invited. So another really positive aspect of the end of year. I'm looking forward to that assembly, and I'll be making some comments about where I see the school has gone during this year, and say thank you to those families who have been supporters of the school during the year. The day before, there's the possibility of some strike action by the AEU from 8:30 in the morning until 12:30. So we just need to be aware that while that has not been confirmed at this point, it is a possibility. I will be notified by Chris Roberts on Monday afternoon after 4 p.m. as to whether the action will be taking place. If that strike is put into place, there will be a process by which I will be asking AU members directly whether they will be working or in fact striking on that Thursday morning. I'll then need to make a decision as to whether I can keep the school open for students or not. If I think that I'm not able to supervise all students on that morning, then I'll need to notify Chris Roberts, our education director, that the site will be closed for students and open from 12:30. My expectation is that all non-union members and also members of the union who are choosing not to strike will be at work before 8:30 on Thursday morning and get on with modified duties, considering the fact there may not be students on site. If there are enough staff to work the school, then it'll be a normal school day and union members will come back to work at 12:30 as per the normal expectation. I'm expecting all of this to be a reasonably smooth process, and I would appreciate that people make sure that they are respectful in all of the processes, whether people are union members or non-union members. Wrapped up in the whole week is obviously transition for Year 11 students going into Stage 2 subjects. We need to be aware that there is a change in timetable and some other staff coming on board to make sure those transition lessons are happening. There's a large emphasis on Stage 2 research project and making sure that students who are undertaking a research project next year are organised as best we can prior to the school closing and the Christmas holiday break. So please be aware that there may be different classrooms being used and staff being in different areas, and to make sure they accommodate that. I also notice that there's some Year 7 transition happening, make sure that we are aware that there are visitors on the school. Need to be aware that there is a full leadership meeting after school on Tuesday the 27th. That is a training development session, so we need to kick off sharp at 3:30 and we'll move through to a little bit after 5 o'clock, and that training will be up on the air floor. Please make sure you're prompt, having Michael Gillies from the district office come and talk to us. And I'm really pleased that he's been able to provide that service to us, so make sure you get there on time. And to finish off, like I normally do, this joke has come from Tiff Evans, so thank you, Tiff. Every morning for the past 6 months, I announce loudly to my family that I'm going for a jog, and then I don't. It's my longest running joke of the year. Have a lovely week, everybody.